This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I was very anxious during that game last night. Had they not won that game, I think I would have been despondent today. But that didn't happen. They raised the level of their game in the final couple of moments, and they had that's a great win. I have no other way to say it. Miami is tough. I got to give Miami a lot of credit, too, for that game last night. No Jimmy Butler. Max Strus leaves at some point. He runs off the court. No Oladipo. No Tyler Hero. To give the Knicks that kind of an effort, they could have mailed it in. So we don't have our best player, and we have nothing to play for here, and we've done 1-1, and we're going to go back to Miami. That's a big-time job by Miami. But Knicks answered the bell. Great win.
No, it's a great win. And was it a little dicey? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little dicey. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because they found a way. And that was the most important thing yesterday. Had they lost that game, that is an unforgivable loss if they lose to go down 2.
I think you even put that in the group text, right? Something like that?
Yeah,
that
but
extent?
That would... Dude, I mean, could you imagine today what today would be like?
Today would be a morgue.
How you would feel today?
No, today would be a morgue.
Morgue.
And rightfully so, because I don't care what anybody says. If the Knicks lose that game yesterday, this series is over. It is. Stop it. It's over.
Yes, probably. Unless for some reason Jimmy Butler just continues to miss games, which I doubt he's going to.
But now you move from New York down to Miami.
And you got 3 days off.
You got 3 days off. Randall should be better, healthier, right? Brunson's going to be healthier. And again, I think Miami's good. I don't think Miami is an unbeatable team.
No, I think you should win the series. I stand by that.
You still stand by Knicks should win the series?
I think Knicks should win the series, especially with Julius back. He looked good. I mean, is he 100%? No.
No, but will you see 100% Jimmy Butler? I'd say probably not.
Probably not. But I mean, the way RJ has played outside of those first two games against Cleveland, he's been really good. I mean, Brunson, really slow start, had 7 points in the first half, 1 of 6 to start, but he ends up going crazy in the second half, had 23-10 in the fourth quarter. And Josh Hart just does all the little things. Gave you 10 points in the fourth quarter, a couple of huge threes. Hartenstein with big offensive rebound. You had the shot clock violation that actually went your way last night.
That's a terrible call.
It's an awful call.
And the fact that there's nothing they can do about it is so bizarre.
Okay, but the thing that stands out for me was, and you had mentioned this, is Miami is maybe
superbly coached.
Right, one of the best coached teams, if not the best coached team in the NBA. And there is a freeness that you play with. Like, we talk about this all the time. We've had calls the entire show talking about IQ needs to be better, Grimes needs to be better. And listen, playoffs is different. There's a lot of pressure associated with the playoffs because, you know, any mistake you make is magnified. It could mean the difference between winning and losing, and some guys don't handle that as well as others. But I think there's a freeness for the Miami Heat knowing they had won game one, and they don't have Jimmy Butler. So they already have the built-in excuse.
Right. So you're playing, I guess in some ways you could say you're playing with house money last night, right?
Right.
If
but
you're
it's,
Miami?
I mean, yeah, it's like a lot of the times, like when you have an injury, for some reason, like you play better for some reason with the injury. It's because like in your mind, you already have that kind of like built-in excuse that
right.
If I don't play well, it's because I'm
well,
hurt.
Well, I know why we didn't play well.
Right.
We didn't play well because we didn't have Jimmy Butler. But my God, I mean, Gabe Vincent was really good.
Right.
And
Martin.
Martin is tough, and Strus can shoot. And
you're down 6 with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that game was very tenuous. And then Duncan Robinson, it's like, you know what does frustrate me about the Knicks? So how do the Heat get so many wide open looks? I mean, it's so many wide open looks that has to get better moving forward in the series.
Yeah, it has to get better. I mean, it's definitely something that they'll address. I think more importantly for the Knicks moving forward was how well they shot from three yesterday, because we talked about it all day yesterday leading into the game was the frustration I felt when, you know, Tibbs was insinuating, oh, that, you know, the ball, like the play will dictate where the ball should go and where the shot should be taken. And it's like, well, I mean, if you're shooting 20% from three, isn't that exactly what Miami wants you to be doing? Like,
that's right.
So they didn't shoot good against Cleveland, and they found a way to win that series.
Terrible.
That's not going to be the same case here with this Miami team.
And last night they remedied that.
Shot 40% last night.
Right.
I mean, dude, Jalen Brunson was 0-7 in game one from three. If you take Jalen Brunson, RJ Barrett, and Josh Hart in game one from three.
Barrett was 1 of 5.
They were 1 of 16 combined.
You're never going to win games. It's actually kind of amazing you were that close in
game
the game.
Game two, 13 of 23. those three. So, I mean, that's promising moving forward. But also, you got to expect, I mean...
Well, Miami's not a great defensive team by any stretch either. Like, they're crafty.
They play hard, though, man.
They play hard, they're crafty, physical. And they're smart, and they're well-coached. But I don't look at them as a great defensive team.
No, but I mean, it does concern you a little bit, knowing, I mean, that you got 79 from your big three, and it was touch and go. When Jimmy Butler comes back, I mean...
Yeah, no, listen, this is going to be a long, long series. Here's all I want. Sitting here right now, what's today? Today is Wednesday, May 3rd. By the way, question for you. 37 years ago today, what happened? In my personal life, I'm 50 now. 37 years ago today would bring me to 13.
Your circumcision.
You don't get circumcised.
Really?
No.
No, no, no.
But continue along.
13 years ago.
Is it along those
lines? No, 37 lines. Years ago today.
37.
I'm 13.
Was 13.
13. What happens?
What happens is, at
was it,
13?
Was it your bar mitzvah.
My bar mitzvah. Yes! 37 years ago.
Muzzle.
Thank you.
You've been a man for 37 years.
37 muzzle, muzzle. Some would say I never
no,
have.
No, he's never. It didn't take.
It didn't take.
It didn't take.
The rabbi's like, and you are now a man.
Like, I've never been.
Am I really, though?
I was so good at my bar mitzvah.
How's Alex doing?
Not great.
No. I'm a man. I'm 40.
We can't get an earpiece?
What do you mean?
Why don't you help him up with an earpiece?
No, he has 4 months.
Yeah, but you can
months.
Put the little tiny little earpiece in.
No. What, that's you cheating
want to
the system.
What the kid to embarrass himself. It's an Eagles fan. Who cares?
I care. You know what? You study.
No, you tell that rabbi, you want this work? You tell him what to say. That's what you tell him.
The rabbi's a nice man.
No, he's not. He's an Eagles fan.
Well, he has a flaw.
No,
everyone has
a big flaw.
That's a big flaw.
It's a huge flaw.
That's right. So how about this?
Earpiece.
So how about this now? So RJ, so Alex, one of his best friends, has his bar mitzvah, and the friend this past weekend.
Yeah, you told me, yeah.
And the friend, Alex was invited up to give a little speech.
Nice.
Right. So he goes up there, and we create this perfect speech. And it was, Hudson, now that you're 13 years old, you're a man, it's time to make some life decisions. You can't have two teams, Jets or Raiders.
Ooh.
Whole congregation, oh, funny, funny, funny. And then I said, here's the thing. And Alex wrote most of the speech on his own. Here's the thing. We're going to go right after the rabbi. I said, rabbi, already a lost cause. He's an Eagles fan. Right?
That's funny.
Butchers the line.
Oh, no.
He goes, rabbi, already a lost cause. He's a Jets fan. And I was like,
oh, no.
You ruined the line.
Oh.
And then you heard like certain members of the congregation like, Eagle, he's an Eagles fan.
No.
I was like, oh, you ruined the line.
Alex.
But it was such a wonderful, subtle shot
line.
Right across the face at the rabbi.
Earpiece. Don't let him embarrass himself.
He's not going to embarrass himself.
Well, but he's not going to say, he'll be doing a radio show someday and go, guess what happened to me 37 years ago? Embarrassed myself because my dad let me down.
How did I let him down? Because he lets himself down.
Technology. Take advantage of it.
I was born here.
Stop.
I was breastfed here.
Did I cross the line there?
No, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were breastfed. Congratulations.
Thank you. Isn't that the norm?
No. Some people go for a long time. Some people don't.
The weird one that I don't like.
Is the older kids.
Is like the 5-year-olds that are breastfeeding.
So we had a guy on our team whose daughter was having ear infections a lot. And they went to see a bunch of different doctors. And they went to see I don't know if it was a naturopath or whatever. But they said there's this group that believe that the breast milk.
Well, I'm not opposed to breast milk for an older child.
No, but they breastfeed still.
Yeah, that's
like
weird.
Like 6-7-year-olds.
But why wouldn't you
pump
know,
it?
Yeah, pump it and give it to the child.
Mother-child connection, maybe?
If you're old enough that you're breastfeeding, that you can remember down the road, oh, I remember breastfeeding, too long.
My mother once told me that she would breastfeed me while driving.
Was she smoking while she was doing?
Yes, probably.
Yes. Was there a seatbelt involved?
So were you crying so much in the back? I would sue you.
She wouldn't pull over and breastfeed you.
We had places to go.
Okay, let's get to some of these Knicks calls. Steve and Wayne. Good morning, Stevie.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Just wanted to say I think that game was a little way too close than I thought it was going to be. I think any Knicks fan thought we were going to have that game, you know, a little bit more wrapped up sooner than we did. But either way, I'll take it. Win is a win. What I do want to say is, looking forward, you know, the Knicks are going to have every home game. Every game this series is going to be a home game. Down near Miami, at least half of that crowd, if not more, is going to be cheering for the Knicks. And I think that'll definitely work in their favor, even though we're great on the road anyway. But I think that takes some of the pressure off the Knicks when it comes to playing down in Miami. What do you guys think?
No, I don't think the pressure's off the Knicks.
Yeah, but I don't think the pressure is necessarily, like, I mean, for me, I found that the more pressure was at home. It's not the pressure on the road. I mean, it's the pressure of the moment, obviously, because you're trying to win a championship, you're trying to win a series, and you understand how important that is to everybody. The pressure at home for me was worse, because if we did get into, like, if, you know, our power play stunk for the first couple times, and you've seen this, I mean, plenty of times, and the crowd
your own crowd will turn on
they
you.
They start booing you, or, you know, team scores an early goal, crowd goes silent. You can feel that as a player. And then on the reverse of that, the beauty of playing at home is it allows you to carry the momentum for longer. Like, you can feed off the energy of your crowd, and you can carry
when things are good.
When things are good.
Right.
But when things are bad.
So which team of these two are set up moving forward better? Injuries, everything part of the equation. Randall injury, Brunson injury, right? Hero out, Oladipo out.
Obviously, I would probably Jimmy say Butler. The way that Randall looked, I would say the Knicks.
Knicks.
I would probably say the Knicks.
So if you were betting money,
I would still bet on the Knicks.
You would sit down and put all your cash still on the Knicks.
I just saw Randall play.
Yes.
I haven't seen what Jimmy Butler's going to look like. I would imagine he'll be fine. I mean, he didn't have a walking boot or anything on.
Right.
Had the sleeveless working on the sideline, eating popcorn.
He's very cool.
He's got some swag.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got
big,
some
big, fancy earrings.
Yes. Very expensive looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you think the Knicks?
I would still favor the Knicks. I think the Knicks have more, I mean... Listen, Caleb Martin, good. Gabe Vincent, I mean, a bunch of big shots. He's been good. But
I find him very annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
And stop fouling guys on three-pointers, please.
Probably would be a good idea. Well, how about when Martin slid into the Knicks bench? You see that? I swear that's why his three was short. Remember he took that left corner three was short?
Yep.
I swear that's because he grabbed his back. He went flying, diving across the floor and went into one of those folding chairs on his back. It's going to feel
he's a good player too.
Crappy today. I mean, maybe concerned a little bit that when they go home, you know, role players play better at home.
Right.
Which could be to Miami's benefit. But
is Gabe Vincent a role player?
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm asking, like, is he a role player? He's a pretty important cog on that.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. But the fact that outside of the first two games against Cleveland, RJ's been consistently really good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we trust Jalen Brunson. And
kill him on the glass two games.
Right.
So
exactly
that hopefully is a theme that continues moving forward. And you killed him on the glass last night, and Mitchell Robinson wasn't even very good. So that's a positive.
Yeah, and you still haven't got, I mean, you didn't really get anything from offensively from...
You got nothing from Toppin.
Grimes and IQ either.
So Grimes, IQ, Toppin combined for 9?
No, 12. 6-3-3.
I thought Toppin didn't score.
No, you said Toppin. I thought you meant Hartenstein. Yeah, 9. 9.
And those are probably your best three bench offensive players.
With Harden in the starting lineup, yeah.
And you still won. So that's good.
Well, you should have won. You should have won.
You had to win. Let's go to, here we go. We love them. Voices, Shooter Stanford. Good morning, Shooter.
Let's go, Knicks, baby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Company. Oh, man. Big win. We didn't look so good, but we got it done. Let me give respect to Pat Riley, too. The makeup of the... Of the Heat team, right?
Are you in the middle of a workout right now? Honestly.
No, I was running up the steps. I didn't want the phone to go out, get cut off.
Why is it always so dramatic when you called the show? Like, you're in the middle of benching 400 pounds. You're in the middle of, like, climbing the steps of the Empire State Building. Like, why is there always something you're running from the bathroom to the classroom? It's never just, oh, yeah, I'm sitting here at my desk, made the call.
I think it's the timing, right? When the show changed your time, I used to always get through on my commute to work, and now I'm not anymore. I'm getting through like right when I get to work or when I'm prepping for my first period. So that's what's making me out of shape. It's all about timing, guys.
So,
you know that.
So the change of the time of the show is making you out of shape.
No. I'm out of shape because I'm a COVID long. I told you this already. Like, I walk the steps every day. You think I'd stop being out of breath, but no, I'm out of breath every day. I walk up the, I run up the steps. I don't walk.
Stop eating pizzas, fatty.
Yeah.
It's that church's shrimp. Church's shrimp,
that's,
guys.
That's good stuff. All right, Shooter, what do you got? He's preparing the open tomorrow. Okay. It's just me and you. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, Pat Riley designed a really great team. His role players can score. Like, the Heat looked really good, and you already said, like, Spoelstra, great job. Like, They're a well-coached team. He gets the most out of all his players. We saw that last night. But let's talk about our Knicks, right? Let's give a shout-out to RJ, who's earning his money, who's getting the job done. He's nailing open threes. He's playing very well. Jalen Brunson got it together when it counted. He's a star. And at the end of the game, he made sure he won that game, right? Got the ball to Hart to open threes, made a fadeaway. Like, we're playing well. I'm just worried about Julius Randle, right? His ankle.
He's gonna push his way through it. The guy's a warrior. He's got three.
Unless he tweaks it again.
Well, obviously.
You can't control that.
By the way, ankle, are they ever this prevalent? Like, every game, guys are going down with ankles. So last night, Brunson again with the ankle, had to retie his shoe. It's like every game there's ankle problems. Maybe I'm just not noticing typically because the Knicks aren't even
well, it's in, affecting your
in
team
the playoffs.
Now, it's affecting the series.
But it's all over the place.
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, I think it's just because we're
hyper-focused.
Yeah, well, it's our team. It's one of our best players, and then it's their best player. So you're more focused on it.
That stinks, though.
It sucks.
That the best players are
it's the worst. It's so freak too. I mean, I'm surprised guys don't do it more often. I mean, with all the
you jump, you got to land somewhere.
Exactly
there's
right.
Feet all over the place when you come down,
yeah,
right?
And hopefully you don't step on a foot.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jimmy Butler one was kind of weird though too. The way kind of Hart fell, kind of slid into him and rolled his ankle over.
How was
like that?
He was down for minutes.
That didn't look good.
It didn't look good.
I came down on first base one time jumping up, mm-hmm. and I thought my foot snapped and
worst. Ankle foot injury I've ever seen. You might remember this. RJ, you as well. Jason Kendall. You remember that one? He used to be like an all-star catcher for the Pirates.
Gross.
First base, stepped on it wrong. Ankle dislocated, exploded. You could apparently hear it. It sounded like a gunshot. Oh. Awful.
Disgusting.
RJ, you remember that back in the day?
I do. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, that was
bad.
Well, that's a career-altering
injury. He came back after that.
Yeah,
though.
But it wasn't the same. He was unbelievable for a catcher, athletically.
Very fast, too.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
I used to like him a lot.
He's a good player. He used to lead off.
Yeah.
Which you don't get very often from a catcher.
I love that for catching.
Let's go to Dave in Queens. Good morning, Dave. You're on 98.7.
Good morning. What do you guys take away about how the Heat defensive game plan going to the zone? I think the Knicks struggled a little bit against the zone. They hit a couple shots, but I would be nervous going forward about how the Knicks played offensively against
them. I am nervous going forward. I'm very anxious going forward.
I think you should be nervous going forward.
Miami took you out of your game in game one, and Butler was lights out. And game two, completely shorthanded, they had you for 44 minutes of that game.
Yeah, I mean, 6-point lead with 7 minutes left, but you found a way, I mean, 24-12 to end that game. I mean, listen, they are a team that is so well coached. They'll make the appropriate adjustments. The Knicks are well coached.
Knicks are very well coached.
Like, they understand. Like, listen, the Heat aren't stupid. They understand how to slow the Knicks down. It's if you can slow Jalen Brunson down. Jalen Brunson is the one that, as good as Julius is and RJ is, the one who makes this thing go is
yes.
Jalen Brunson.
And when because he can always get to the lane, but now they're kind of clogging that up. So if he can shoot well, it changes everything.
Right, and he shot well last night. I mean,
they all did.
Yeah, but I mean, he's 6 of 10 from 3.
What were they, 16 of 40?
Yeah, 40%. As opposed to 20 in game
right, so
one.
40% from 3 is 60% from 2. That's winning basketball.
Yeah, guys have to hit shots. And you missed, like, and you had, and I told you, I went through the numbers with you yesterday, like, the amount of open threes and wide open threes that you missed in game one. Like, you can't be...
They had great looks.
2 of 15 on open threes
they had,
and 4 of 16
had,
on wide
they
open
They had
threes.
Great looks in game one. They didn't knock them down. They rebounded in game two. They hit them. They were good down the stretch. Like, this is going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a long, drawn-out series.
You would expect that.
So we have, what, Saturday, 3:30, by the way, Monday night. And then what are we, like, 2 weeks from Monday?
Yeah, right, and then the month, we'll have a month break.
And then 2 weeks from Monday, we'll get back to game five.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm very aware at deciphering what I'm good at, what I'm not, who I am, who I'm not. I'm not a manly man. It's not me.
No, and I think you're happy with that, though.
In fact, I'm driving today.
Doesn't bother you at all.
Hit a pothole on the road. Ugh. I was like, oh no, I'm going to get a flat tire. So I'm going to have to start calling people.
Then what are you going
to
do?
I would have been late.
Right. And then the show wouldn't happen because there's no way I'm driving it.
You don't have the run flats?
Of course he has. You've seen his car. He's got the run flats.
And so what's he worried about?
Because we were in Newport over the summer and got a flat tire.
In the new vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I told you this. We got a flat tire and then we had to drive to the gas station.
Well, you're going to have to get run flats then.
I think we have them, though.
Well, they something. Because
I'm great with vendors.
Yeah, I can't risk this.
Now you're going to worry about me driving in every
yes.
day? Text me once you've parked.
Right. Very concerned about it.
I like clockwork. I'm always here. When am I never here for
say,
the show?
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
You're one of these?
Yeah. I am one of those. Don't jinx it like that.
You know what? I'll spit right in the face of karma. I'll be every day I will be here on time for this show. You have zero to worry about. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here Friday. I'll be here next week. I'll be here next month.
What about the day you couldn't find parking and you showed up 2.5 minutes before the show?
Was I here?
Barely.
Yes or no? Was I
touch
here?
Touch and go.
Was I here?
Had I not fallen asleep, I would have been very nervous.
I had a fallback plan. I called RJ. I was like, I need help. And RJ, because he's like MacGyver, runs down, takes my car, puts in a lot.
It's not fair to RJ, though.
I felt awful about it.
Yeah, but what was the original plan? Just park the car in the middle of the highway?
No. You know what? If you guys would actually listen and be realistic
sure.
for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
I was looking for a spot on the street. Mm-hmm. And then I crossed the threshold of I don't have enough time now to keep looking. I'll put it in the lot, which I put it in every single time. That lot closed. Don't you remember that, RJ?
I do.
Okay, so that lot closed. Now, sheer panic, call RJ well in advance, say, I don't have a lot of time now. What should I do? He said, drive around a couple more times, look for a spot, look for a lot. He can't find that. Pull it in front. I'll take the car. And that's what happened. He valeted the car for me.
Like a valet.
And he was back and forth faster than... That's a long walk.
Like a superhero.
I make that walk. Long.
He drove the car, parked the car, walked back 6 minutes.
Yep.
Sensational.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the kind of car you don't... You know, you don't pass down. You don't turn down the opportunity to drive, you know, that kind of high-priced vehicle.
Massage seats, heated.
They're not massage seats.
But they massage you.
It does everything.
You probably don't know how. I guarantee it massages you.
If the seat would massage you, I would know how.
I bet it has. What year is it?
What year are we in? 23? 21?
Guaranteed it has massage seats.
Massage seats?
Yep.
I got to look this up.
Telling you.
I don't think so. It doesn't even have Sirius.
Because you don't pay for it.
What does that have to do with
it? It doesn't have it. You don't have the option of getting Sirius.
Do Ferraris come with
what do you mean,
Sirius
you don't
XM?
The option of Sirius.
You don't. It doesn't have the option.
What kind of?
Yeah, exactly. It's not a high price.
What is it, a Canal Street Mercedes?
So now you just can throw it out there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
No, it was a loaner Mercedes. And I talked to the guy, and he's like, I can give you a really good deal on this.
Don't they all come with Sirius?
Yeah, I felt like that stuff was standard.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what you're looking for. It doesn't have it.
There are so many.
Why are you looking at me like I don't
RJ,
know?
You think
it
doesn't have Sirius? Give me your keys.
I bet
let's go right now.
Let's go right now.
Give me a traveling microphone. We'll walk out to my car and we'll do live play by play.
We'll
pass the fruit stand on the way. We'll get grapes. We'll get papayas. We'll come back and then I will prove to you here. You want what do my keys do for you? You look at the
key. I'm going to go to the car.
It's amazing though that is like what tips the paradigm for you. Does it have Sirius? It could cost X amount of dollars. It's like when you're buying a house.
But I'm saying it's not this gorgeous. I love the car. I'm happy with the car. And you know what? I deserve the car.
You do. No,
there you go.
No, why do I have to
That's what I wanted to
this
hear.
Guy's got this beautiful blue Jeep that's probably as close to the amount that I've spent on my Mercedes, and nobody says a word to him.
So here's the thing.
Not a word.
Now that you've been outed, now you want to attack me.
I'll go after everybody.
You're being swayed by the wrong things, though. It's like if you walk through a house and it costs, you know, too much.
You mean
money.
Like his heated floors?
Yeah, but
or is traveling bidets?
Sure, but you're being.
How would a traveling bidet work?
SiriusXM, not having SiriusXM is like it's being swayed by how the doorbell sounds. Like you're being swayed by the wrong thing.
I'm not swayed by anything. I'm just saying it's not. It doesn't have every bell and whistle that a car typically has.
Well, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Maybe it's so luxury. Maybe you're above it. Maybe they don't even care about it. They say you have FM, you can listen to this station. What else do you need?
And AM.
What else do you need? Listen to 98.7? We don't do that.
I need nothing more than I have. But it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, is all I'm saying.
It has everything.
It has Sirius. I guarantee it.
I will buy you a kidney. If
I don't need a kidney.
I'll buy you just in case kidney.
Okay. You
know, if something ever happens to your kidneys,
now
you're like, oh, look, you know what? I'm glad I made that wager. I have an extra kidney.
I'm pretty sure they expire pretty fast.
Your vehicle has so many buttons. It does everything.
Except get you over to SiriusXM.
I
have such a hard time believing that.
I swear to God.
I think you're just inept.
Ray, you parked literally right behind me today. I did a gorgeous parallel park right into the spot right in front of you and your fancy Jeep.
It probably parks itself, that thing.
It does.
And it doesn't have Sirius.
I mean, come on.
When we walk back to the cars, I would like you to look and see if you can find Sirius on my car.
Okay.
And if you can, I will buy you breakfast for the next 3 weeks.
How is it possible that the car can park itself, but it doesn't have Sirius as an option?
It just doesn't
it's
have
got
it.
To. It's got to.
It's an option. You probably just don't pay for it.
I don't have it as an option.
I do not believe a word you're saying
okay.
right now.
That's fine.
How far a walk is to your car right now?
It's 2 blocks.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's 2 blocks.
Two and a half.
Next break, I'm going to the car.
No, we don't have time for
yes,
that.
Yes, I don't care. You can carry the show. I'm going to go. I promise you have it.
There's a 0% chance I have it.
I'll be back in less than
5 minutes.
Can
we hear from Aaron Rodgers, please?
Yeah, now you're deflecting.
I'm not deflecting. I think we've spent enough time on this, and now it's time to move on to something.
I have such a hard time believing that.
I swear to God.
I think you're just inept.
Ugh. So nasty.
That wasn't nice.
1-800-919-3776. Aaron Rodgers, like a kid in a candy store. Here he is from McAfee yesterday on The Last Week in New York City.
I'm having a blast. I am having an absolute blast. It's been so fun. I got here Tuesday night, so today's like a week to go to the hockey game, basketball game, meet all my guys, just get to know the facility. You know, I'm starting to look for some places to stay because they got me in the hotel right now, which is great.
Rainy.
It's like literally 2 minutes from the facility. But, man, it's been a great week. It really is.
I mean, you know what's amazing? When you're like an important professional athlete and he's so good and such a legend, everything's just thrown at you.
A lot of doors get open.
It's so like I was going to the Rangers game.
Yeah,
I'm going to the Knicks game.
It's one of the benefits.
It's quite the perk, isn't it?
It's a great perk. I mean, once you're done, I mean, those doors close fast.
Depending, I'd bet you Joe Montana can.
Yeah. Well, I think it's
like
different.
Dan Marino, right?
Right. There's different levels to it. I mean, it doesn't matter how long Tom Brady is. Is
he
out of
can
football.
Always do whatever
always
it is
Tom
that he
Brady.
Wants.
Yeah,
Eli Manning will always be a legend here, right?
Right.
Yes.
People want to be in your company.
They want to be around them.
They want to be around them. So you get invited to it. The most important thing, and I tell the young guys this too, is just make sure you nurture those relationships. Don't take them for granted. Like, you're going to meet a lot of very powerful people. Make sure it's not just like, hey, you're doing them a solid and that's done. Like, create a relationship so that when you do retire, then right. you have those people that are now friends.
That you can rely on, yes. This is interesting. Compares Garrett Wilson to Davante Adams. Ooh. Here is Aaron Rodgers.
Garrett, you know, he's a talented guy. And I threw him a pass today and just kind of turned and was like, wow. His ability to kind of get in and out of his break. Because there's another 17 I played with for a long time who does it better than anybody. But the explosiveness in and out of the breaks to 17 here is pretty similar.
I would hold off on that.
Yeah, but I think he's just pointing out that, I mean, the guy has some elite characteristics.
He's awesome. I think he's phenomenal.
With a bad quarterback.
All I'm saying is I would take a step back of comparing Garrett Wilson to Davante Adams.
Yeah, I think, I mean, part of, and Davante Adams is awesome, but it also helps when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. So we haven't really seen Garrett Wilson's full potential yet. I just like, listen, I don't care what he says at this point. I'm just happy that he's here.
Mm-hmm.
How many phone calls do we take about him not, he's not going to be all, we don't want him because he's not going to be all in.
He's all in.
Of course.
There's no way he could not be all in. You know how stupid he would look? He would look ridiculous.
Pressure on him. He knows what this is.
You think he wants the end of his career to be a failure and to come to the biggest media market and to half-ass it? That would be an awful look for him.
Awful look. And he's already talked about his legacy.
He's not a stupid guy.
He's a very smart guy.
Whether you agree with some of the things that he says or does, he's a bright guy. There's no two ways about it. He's a very bright guy. Now, there are things that he says, and I know a lot of people are turned off by and disagree with, and that's fine. But he's a bright guy.
He's a very smart guy. He's well thought out, and he is, you know, he has decided that he wants to try to take his legacy to the next level, which would be winning a championship here. And you'd be crazy not to put, I mean, listen, in a couple of years he's going to be done, and then he's going to try to figure out what he's going to do next. Why not squeeze every ounce possible out of this opportunity? Because it's a great opportunity. You're willing to do whatever you want. You got tons of talent around you. You're in New York. You're already reaping the benefits of that. Anything he wants. I mean, the Mets already reached out for him to throw the first pitch.
Bad job by the Yankees, by the way.
Bad job by the Yankees. I mean, maybe realize that a lot of Jets fans are Mets fans.
I heard a lot of people say, well, you know, most Jets are Mets, so that's why the Mets.
They can do both.
Please stop it.
They can do both.
You're the Yankees.
Right, do both.
Reach out to Aaron Rodgers.
Of course. Just do both.
We'd like you to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, do both. It's fine. They're playing Yankees.
Of course
fans
it is.
Jets fans.
Anyway, he went to the Knicks game. He goes to the Rangers game. I'm sure he'll go to Devils games. Like this is what he wants to do. He's brand new to the area. He's going to, you know, get his feet wet, do all the different things.
And this is the other benefit, though, too. There's a level of excitement to this, too. I mean, sometimes things get stale, right? Green Bay is great, but maybe change of scenery.
18 years.
New exciting stuff.
It's time.
New coach, new voices.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The huge win for the Yankees last night. A huge win. You lose that game, now you're 9.5 back of the Rays. You lose the game where Gerrit Cole is on the mound. And you don't love the pitching matchup today, Shane Bieber against Clark Schmidt. So, big win for the Yankees.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Big win. Absolutely. I mean, you have to take advantage of these Gerrit Cole starts, and you have. I mean, they're 7-0 in Gerrit Cole starts. I mean, Volpe, big home run gets you started.
They're 9-15 in games not started by Gerrit Cole.
Yeah. It's how important he's been.
Really bad.
It's how important he's been, and give him credit, man. It's the sign of a true ace when you don't have your best and you find a way to grind through and give yourself a chance to win.
That's right. You're right, and that's what he has become. Because you like, if you're a Yankees fan, you like Gerrit Cole more now than you did previously in his stint with the Yankees. Like, he's your guy.
He's got to be your guy. Guys, he's always there, man.
Was
always.
It only last opening day when he got all flummoxed
with
the
Billy
timing,
Crystal.
And it was it was supposed to start at 112, start
it seems
at 116.
Like he's more comfortable.
New York's hard.
Of course it is. And it takes you a minute. I mean, I think part of it, too, is, I mean, once you have a little bit of, you know, postseason success, kind of ease your way, because he understands what the expectation is. Right, I mean, he was brought here as that kind of missing piece.
Yeah, and he's got to win a World Series at some point pretty soon.
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot that comes with that, and that amount of money, that kind of commitment, knowing it's the Yankees.
But he's gotten past that hurdle.
I think he
is now every fifth day, and that's the thing. Also, when you look, especially the Yankees, look at the injuries they have all over the place. Judge is out, Stanton is out, Donaldson is out, Loaisiga is out. I mean, you go up and down this Yankees. You know, Trevino's out. Up and down this Yankees roster with guys that are hurt. He's never hurt.
No, he's always available.
Every fifth day.
Yep.
He's going to take the ball. Now, there are games where he has not been great in the past, but not this year. I mean, every start this year has been a good start. Last night might have been the worst start of the season.
And here's the thing, though, too. Most important thing. What caused him big-time problems last year? Home runs.
Yes.
This year, zero. It's big.
It's huge. That's what the culprit of the playoff game for him against the Red Sox, right? They were hitting the ball all over the place.
And by the way, I mean, the element that Volpe brings to this team is...
It's only a matter of time before Volpe is...
We can already see it coming.
Yeah, you see it's there.
Yeah.
You see it's there with Beatty, too.
Right, but I mean, like Volpe last night, I mean, especially, though, gets him going with the home run.
Yep.
Right, 2-for-4, 2 runs, couple stolen bases, made that great defensive play at second base on a bad throw from Peralta. I mean, you're asking the kid to do a lot. I mean, he's leading off.
He's leading off. You actually need production from him.
Have to. When you look, I mean, the top of the lineup's going to have to carry them right now.
It's dreadful. Talking about the momentum, Here's Aaron Boone discussing the momentum changing when Volpe hit that homer.
Definitely a little energy boost. You know, not that everyone's grinding away and fighting, but obviously it's been a little bit of a challenge. And you know, for him to step on one the other way like that, and then we string together a couple good at-bats to, Glaber, I think, with two strikes going the other way. Rizzo, just a good job of, I think he might have two-striked it over there to left off of Karinchak. So just some good at-bats to get us right back into the game, and then Willie really got one. So their starter was tough. You know, first time seeing him, we thought he was going to be tough. I thought he threw the ball really well and was a challenge for us, but we had some good winning at-bats there when we needed them, and then the bullpen did their thing.
Bullpen did their thing. Cole was good enough. Well, he wasn't great last night. He didn't have his A-plus stuff.
No, but he gave
you enough. Battled.
Yeah, he battled. King was great out of the bullpen.
He was great.
It's not going to be easy, man. I mean, that's...
Not with that lineup.
That's the reality of the situation they're in right now.
So that's another game where they score three or under.
No, they scored four.
Right. They got the fourth one late. Yeah.
Yeah, the four is the magic number for them. I think when they score four-plus runs, they get 13 and... I want to say 13.
That's a big insurance run, too.
Yeah, it was huge. And good for Willie Calhoun, big home run for him. But that's another one, though. I mean, that's Volpe. He gets on first. He steals second. You know what I mean? Like
he's a game changer.
He can manufacture runs, which is something that you're going to need.
Mets, I mean, the Mets and the weather, it's unbelievable. So they had a game scheduled for 6:40 in Detroit last night. That thing gets washed out. Now, good on them by not even trying to start it. We'll just play two today. So what do you get, 1:40, 6:40 today?
You got 1:40 start. Yeah, you got Lucchese going up against Joey Wentz, and then you got Max Scherzer back against Michael Lorenzen.
All right, so, I mean, can you ever realistically think you're going to sweep a doubleheader?
It's the problem with doubleheaders, though.
Right? If I tell you 2 out of 3 against Detroit, that's fine, because you got Verlander on the mat tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it's an exciting time right now.
Very exciting. Yeah. You've gone from having starters that shouldn't be starting games for you to all of a sudden, all right, now it feels like the rotation is back. Lucchese's been good, too.
Yeah, Lucchese's been a pleasant surprise. I mean, you want to see what the team looks like whole. I said the same thing about the Yankees. Like, you'd like to have, I mean, see what you put together.
That's right.
What it's going to look like.
So now your rotation, it feels like, well, I mean, outside of
Quintana.
It sounds
like Carrasco's going to be back here at some point.
Which doesn't really move the needle
no,
for me.
Not at all.
But Lucchese has been better. Maybe Lucchese slides into that rotation.
Yeah, and Peterson
permanently
missed his opportunity. Peterson had a perfect opportunity to kind of seize the job and didn't do it.
So is Lucchese now, in your mind, he's in
the
rotation?
Well, I mean, Peterson's in the minors.
So it's McGill, Lucchese, the two guys, and now we'll see who the fifth is going to be, Carrasco or Peterson at some point?
Yeah, they said you got to go pitch better.
He does have Peterson to pitch. I mean, he's been terrible.
It's the reality, man. It's a production business.
That's right. But it's going to change now also. And now you have Beatty, and now you have Alvarez. I don't know. I just feel like the Mets, there was like that moment of, oh, God, when they got back from the trip and they were losing to
Washington.
Well,
you saw a lot of the same issues that you saw last year, yeah.
And I kind of feel like we've gotten past that hurdle a little bit.
I think
a little
so.
Bit.
I think so. I mean, and listen, I mean, the Braves are going to be a handful.
The Braves are better than
that. And
Mets.
We got screwed, by the way. That whole, I mean, that first
the Friday
game
night
the
game
it was a joke.
It's disgusting.
It was a joke.
How could you, why would you even start the game?
I don't know.
You knew what the forecast was. The only thing I can think of is you knew the forecast for Saturday and Sunday were so bad.
You're trying to get one in.
That you wanted to try to force that game to get in. But that's Mets Braves should not be playing a rain drenched five inning game.
No, not at all.
You know, if you want Mets A's, got to get it in, fine. But Mets Braves Friday night, let's see if we can cobble five innings together
but here's
here.
The thing, though, especially with how the schedule's changed now. You're not playing them 19 times
right.
anymore.
You don't have them a million
so you gotta,
times.
I mean, you got to take advantage of all these opportunities. This is going to be this is the team that you're chasing.
Right.
Is
but it wasn't right by Major League Baseball. It wasn't.
Well, that's not a Major League Baseball call.
The Mets, you think, tried to push this thing through?
It's the Mets call, right?
But why in the world would that pitch? What was the pitching
matchup? Before the game, that's the home team's call, right?
To start this thing up?
I believe it's up to the home team.
Yeah, right. Why? Well, that's a terrible job by the
probably
Mets.
For the reason that you were talking about, knowing what the forecast was going to be. And then
if you would have told me that the entire four-game set against the Braves wasn't going to happen, I'd be like, beautiful. You know what? Look at what we have. That's great. Let's play none of them
push
them down the road.
Us. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So if this is Mets' decision, then what the hell are you doing?
Right, because you don't have Scherzer and you didn't have Verlander.
You'll have him later in the season.
Yeah, exactly right. So push him back. You're not wrong.
Quintana's going to be back later in the season.
Breaking news, Jazz Hands. Somebody.
Is this big?
That's not that big.
Jazz Hands.
Yeah, expected. Go ahead, tell the people.
Randall Cobb expected to sign a one-year deal with the Jets.
What a surprise.
Who's next? Mercedes Lewis, probably?
I think, is it Mercedes Lewis?
No, it's Mercedes Lewis.
It's spelled M-A-R.
Is it M-A-R?
Yeah, it's spelled that
it's
way.
It's Mercedes Lewis.
But don't they say Mercedes?
They might.
Is it spelled?
Well, unless they have a hack Mercedes like you. Do you have a Mercedes?
Yeah, maybe I have a Mercedes. Maybe I do. Maybe it's not a legitimate Mercedes. Maybe it's the Mercedes. You think he's so funny, don't you?
Things are coming together, David.
Randall Cobb really puts you over the top, huh?
No. It's just not.
You know, it'd be nice. A left tackle would be nice for you.
Would be nice. Yeah. You see Mekhi Becton at the game last night?
I did. I saw a photo of him. He looks great. He looks terrific.
He looks great. Just stay healthy.
Thin.
Not too thin, though. He looks...
No. He looks...
Yeah, he looks in shape.
He looks great.
Ugh. Just going to maul people.
I've never heard you like this before.
I haven't. Why would I be like this?
But about any team ever?
No.
I've never heard you with just this. You're getting in people's faces.
No, I'm in nobody's face.
You're in everybody's face.
No, I'm in your face and I'm in Santiago's face.
Oh, so that's not... No, we're nobody's.
Well, I'm going to have you opening week. I'm going to have Santiago on Thanksgiving.
And if you play your cards right, you're going to have RJ in the Super Bowl.
You better hope to God the Mets, the Jets beat the Giants.
And then we're going
to
smack around Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I mean, he'll go after anybody.
Yeah, all of them.
You do realize it's going to happen.
You know it's going to be Sam Darnold, right? You know that, right?
Wow.
In the Super Bowl, it'll be Sam Darnold.
That would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Oh, I would root for the Niners. All over you.
Why can't you just be happy?
Turned into a bad
just
human
make
being.
Make me happy.
No.
You come to the parade with me. You on the float?
I'd rather travel through the Middle East than go to the parade.
Oh, my God.
Really?
What's wrong with you?
I'd rather go to Pakistan.
What's wrong with you?
Because there's no way I would ever go on a float with you at the Jets.
Right on the float, me and you.
Zero chance.
Come on.
Zero chance.
I'll let you hold the Lombardi.
I don't want any part of that. That's not my Lombardi. That'd be your Lombardi.
Are you nervous yet about week one?
Yeah.
You should be.
I told you I am. Let's go to Joe Long Beach. Hi, Joe. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Buenos días, Rick and Dave. Buenos días, Dave
Buenos
and Rick.
Días, Joe.
Gracias, Dave. We have the NFL coming out with the schedule tomorrow.
No, so I thought it's next. I think it's next Thursday, isn't it?
Is it?
That's what I thought. It was May the 11th. Am I wrong? Maybe it's tomorrow.
That's next Thursday. The 11th Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got a cuddle, marry, trash for you this morning.
Oh, I love these.
All right,
on a
go
Wednesday.
Ahead. I'm going to write it down. What do you got?
Jets Giants game. Home opener, first game, or last game of the season with the playoffs on the line for either team.
It can't be last game.
9/11 Monday.
No, it can't be last game because you play your divisional opponents in last week of the season.
Okay, so we'll say right before then, the latest they can play at the end of the season.
So home opener, week 17 or what?
Middle of the season, Thursday night game.
Thursday night
game. No. There's one clear answer.
I will marry week 17.
Oh, you're so weak.
I will cuddle middle of the season Thursday night. I will trash home opener.
You're a loser.
I'm not a loser.
You're a loser mentality.
All right.
Opener.
You can have
Book
the opener.
It.
I don't want the opener.
Monday night, the whole world to see me stomp you out.
I swear to God, if the Giants home game,
out.
I will be there. I won't allow us to lose.
What are you going to do?
I'll find something.
There's nothing you can
do. I will.
No, you'll sit there and watch it. The dismantling.
Won't be a dismantling.
Sauce, couple picks.
You're disgusting. RJ, you're going to be all in on the Giants that game. You're going to be wearing Giants cheerleader uniform is what you'll be doing.
You'll be the top of the pyramid.
I consider myself more of a flyer, but I don't see that happening regardless.
So nasty.
I'm not nasty at all. I'm challenging you.
You're on one
when
today.
When that schedule comes out, I'm going to go nuts. I'm gonna run into you.
You don't have it in you.
I'm gonna run right into
you. Yeah,
you know what Trouba did? That's what I'm gonna do to you.
Stop.
I'm gonna run into you like Trouba did Meyer. I'm gonna knock you out.
I'll pop right out and guess what I'll do? Win the series.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.